How retail giants are making their way onto TikTok's For You page. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Marketers have been pulling back from online advertising as the economy has slowed since last year. But one platform continues to see ad dollars grow, TikTok. And it's not just traditional branded content that's drawing investment, but unboxing videos, product reviews, demos, all made by creators who earn commissions when users click through to buy a product, usually from a certain retail giant. Our producer Jesus Alvarado took a look inside the burgeoning TikTok influencer economy.
At the start of this year, Sal Farzin decided to quit his corporate desk job to become a full-time content creator. He reviews all kinds of products on TikTok.
This rugged AirBuds case has a lock that secures the
case. This crazy product is supposed to simplify the cleanup process.
This gadget has an auto-retractable ceramic bolade that stays...
Farzin mostly reviews products from Amazon, which he purchases.
And primarily within the home, tech, and just overall lifestyle products is really where I focused on.
He made his debut on TikTok during the first few months of the pandemic. Remember when we were all stuck inside, scrolling on our phones for products to yassify our homes? And Farzin's product reviews resonated.
After 3 days and only posting 3 videos, my channel grew from 0 to 50,000 followers.
He joined Amazon's influencer program, which capitalizes on the creative videos of thousands of TikTok users.
Video is now king.
May Karwowski is a CEO of a marketing agency called Obviously. She says Amazon recognized it needs in on TikTok engagement.
Brands haven't been able to handle that transition and really can't create viable TikTok profiles themselves.
So brands have influencers do that job for them, now including Walmart.
Just did some shopping at Walmart. Let's see what's inside. Okay, so first up,
that's TikToker Devin on Deck. He's part of the Walmart Creator Program launched in December. Anyone can apply to that and the Amazon Influencer Program.
My Amazon favorites that I simply could not live without. Starting out with
this waterproof mirror sticks the shower has built in.
This electric candle lighter has an adjustable neck to reach into jars.
It used to be that influencers had to be rich, famous, or beautiful in order to be successful product hawkers. But both Amazon and Walmart are now changing that standard, says Kelly Burns. She's a professor who researches the creator economy at the University of South Florida.
In some sense, it has democratized the process because there are more avenues for people and they can build these relationships with these big brands or big retailers.
She also warns that there could be a downside to having so many TikTokers jumping into the space.
And with all these influencers flooding the platform and promoting products, we may see content that is not as creative in our feeds.
So in the meantime, influencers like Sal Farzin are banking on giant companies like Amazon and Walmart's influencer programs to make a living. Right now, he's got 2.8 million followers on TikTok, and he says he earned 6 figures from this gig just last year.
That's Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado. We reached out to Amazon and Walmart for comment, but neither responded by the time of this taping. And now for some related links. This past December, Amazon introduced a TikTok-like feature called Inspire. It's a portal that lets customers scroll through short-form videos or images of products they can buy from the retail platform. But a column by Leticia Miranda in Bloomberg News points out Amazon has tried something like this before. It's Amazon's Spark feature, launched in 2017, trying to capitalize on the social media darling of that day, Instagram. But it never really caught on. Something that has caught on like wildfire on TikTok is dupes, as in duplicates of luxury or brand name products, often in beauty and clothing. The Atlantic recently highlighted this trend, which has spawned a new genre on the platform called de-influencing, where TikTok creators convince users not to buy expensive brand name stuff. But now many of the de-influencers have gotten so influential, since they're seen as more authentic than regular influencers, Now brands want to partner with the de-influencers. It's all very circular and confusing. We've linked to a Washington Post explainer that breaks it all down. It's at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.